In our top story tonight, the fragile ceasefire in the Middle East. Earlier today, there was a show of strength from Hamas, the group holding a large parade in Gaza following an 11-day conflict with the Israelis. The top leader for the group appeared in public for the first time since a ceasefire went into effect. Hundreds of masked soldiers marched through the streets carrying rifles. During the parade, many paid respects to families living in Palestinian territories who've lost loved ones in this fight.
This rally coming as Egyptian negotiators are working with both sides to keep the ceasefire in effect. Today, a top United Nations aid official visited Gaza to see the damage. Authorities there say more than 1,000 homes and businesses were destroyed and nearly 800 others uninhabitable. The Gaza Health Ministry says 249 Palestinians were killed, 12 died in Israel.
This was a building where I've just met the father and the daughter of a family of seven. All the other five members of the family have died. They were all civilians. So you can see it's not just about infrastructure damage, but it's about the loss of entire families.
The UN Security Council stressing the need for humanitarian aid, particularly in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to visit Israel and the West Bank this coming week. And tonight, a growing number of lawmakers are calling on the administration to end military support for Israel. President Biden said yesterday he stands by our ally, but is committed to working with both sides.
There is no shift in my commitment, the commitment to the security of Israel. Period. No shift, not at all. But I tell you what there is a shift in. The shift is that we still need a two-state solution. It is the only answer.